弟兄姐妹平安。今天有多少父亲在我们当中举手，我看看。Congratulations！ 祝大家父亲节快乐。今天我跟大家所分享的信息是：父亲是儿女的荣耀。
The title is "Parents are the pride of their children."
刚刚我们在练那一段英文的圣经哈，它是 NIV 的翻译，它说是 parents rather than father。可是如果 King James 你去看的话，翻得很清楚哈，是父亲是儿女的荣耀。
In NIV version, it says parents are the pride of their children, but actually in King James version, it says I specifically point out fathers are the pride of their children.
我们知道今天在美国甚至在全世界上都有一个非常有名的基督教的机构，它叫做 Focus on the Family。 听过的举手看看。
There's a very eminent Christian organization called Focus on the Family. Who have ever heard of it? Please raise your hand.
OK， 那它的创办人是 James Dawson， Dr. James Dawson。
The founder of this organization is Dr. James Dobson。
这个人他一生受到他的父亲老 James Dobson 很大的影响。
And Dr. James Dobson was influenced by his father, Pastor James Dobson Sr. throughout his whole life.
他的父亲是一个牧师。
His father is a pastor.
在1997年当他父亲突然因为心脏病突发过世的时候，
In 1977, his father suddenly died of a heart attack.
他在他父亲的追思礼拜上面发表了对自己所敬爱父亲的一个追悼词。
And in his father's memorial service, he tried to show his love to his beloved father through the following very touching eulogy.
他非常带感情的跟大家在分享。
He very, very emotionally shared his feeling about his father.
他今天躺在我面前这个人，他不单是我的慈父，不单是我的良友，他更是我启蒙我的属灵的老师。
He said the man lying before me is not only my loving father, not only my good friend, he is also a spiritual teacher who enlightened me.
他说每一次当我们父子有机会聚集在一起的时候，他都跟我分享一些人生的道理。可能很少人知道我的很多的著作哈，事实上是我父亲他的见解，我父亲对我教导的一个翻版。
He said every time I have opportunity to get together with my father, he will instruct me how to traverse this life journey. And few people know that many of my writing are actually a reflection of my father's insight and his teaching.
而我对我父亲的回忆当中没有一点点那个苦读的成分。
In my memory of my father's, there is no bitterness at all.
他说我可以很诚实地告诉你们，每一次当我们父子聚集在一起的时候，因为有他的同在，以至于让我跟天父更加的亲近。
And he said, I can honestly tell you that every time when we father and son get together, and
because he's with us,
just because his presence, it brought me a closer relationship with God.
不是因为他常常对我耳提面命，乃是因为他对主的爱塑造了我对神的一个心态。
It is not because of his insistent reminder and reprimand. It is because his love for God that shaped my attitude toward God.
以至于我愿意去选择让他的价值观成为我的价值观，让他的神成为我的神。
And driving me willing to choose his God as my God, choose his value as my value, his dream as my dream.
他说我父亲非常爱我，是我从我懂事以来哈，我就深深能够体会得到的。
He said my father loved me very much, and I deeply learned that since I became sensible.
他说41年以来哈，他那时候41岁哈，我一直都在搜寻我父亲的身影，而且他 always 在我旁边。
He said for 41 years I've been looking for my father's presence and he is always by my side.
今天是第一次我在 追寻他的时候，他却走，他却离开了。
And today, for the first time in my life, I looked for him, and he was gone.
他说：“我必须要承认，我父亲不是一个十全十美的人。”
I must admit that my father is not a perfect man.
就像其他的人一样哈，都是罪人，可是我并不会因此他有一些缺陷，我就不爱他。
Just like all others, they are all sinners, and not because he has some drawback that I lack of my love of him.
我非常爱我的父亲。
I love my father very much.
他说：“女儿们，你们有一个伟大的祖父。”
And he told his children, he said, "Children, you have a great grandfather."
不是因为他曾经当过总统，也不是他是一个名留青史的一个历史人物。
It is not because he had ever been the president, or he is some historical figure leaving a legacy.
他之所以伟大，是因为他一生不妥协的坚守他对基督的信仰。
The reason why he is great is because of his unyielding persistence in his Christian faith.
他说：“如果我能够像我的父亲对我的一半好来对待你们，儿女们，你们是一群非常幸福的孩子。”
And he said, "Children, if I can treat you as half as good as how my father treated me, then you are very lucky children."
我相信我们在座刚刚已经举手哈，是父亲的举手，我看看。
For those who are father, please raise your hand again.
你们羡不羡慕老 James Dawson?
Are you envious how he has been remembered?
羡慕的举手看看。我就想过有没有我们做父亲的哈想过哈啊，有一天当我们离开这个世上的时候，我们希望我们的儿女怎么样来描述？怎么样来追念在他们记忆中的父亲
？I'm wondering, you know, how many of us have ever wondered that, you know, one day when you depart from this world, how would you like your children to portray their memory of their fathers?
有个母亲，她说她听到她这个在上幼稚园的男孩子在门口跟一个四岁的小孩子在讲话。
There's a mother who overheard his kindergarten son.Talking with another four-year-old boy at the door.
他儿子在问到说，哎，那你爹到哪里去了？我怎么从来没有见过他啊？
And his son asked this boy, "Where did your dad go? How come I never saw him?"
这四岁大的小男孩就说，哦，他不住在那里，他只是在这里睡觉。
The four-year-old boy answered, "Oh, he does not live here. He just sleep here."
他不住在这里。他只是在这里睡觉。
He does not live here. He just sleep here.
有一个父亲看到他五岁的女儿哈，画了一个全家福的图。
There's a father who saw his five-year-old daughter. He drawing happy family pictures.
放在他的桌子上面。
And put that pictures on his desk.
他看到那个图画上面，哦，有一个太阳高高的在天上。
And in the picture there's a sun shining high on the sky.
在下面有一栋很漂亮的房子。
And underneath there's a very beautiful mansion.
在房子前面画画了一个长头发的这个女士，那就是她妈哈。画了一个长头发的女士哈，就是她的妈。
Oh, in front of the house there's a long-haired lady, and that is her mom.
这妈妈还推着一个小儿车子啊，里面坐着她一岁的弟弟。
And the mom was pushing stroller, and
I thought your grandfather, you're supposed to know that, right?
I know.
Yeah. 然后在妈妈旁边就站了她的哥哥跟她的姐姐。
And beside her mom, standing his brother and his sister.
然后她的姐姐旁边就是她。OK, 她站在那里。
And she is also there.
然后旁边还有一只小狗。
And there's a little puppy.
没有爸爸。
And father was not in the picture.
他一看，他不在那个 picture 里面。
He was not in the pictures.
所以在他的五岁的女儿的记忆当中啊，爸爸不在他们家里面。
So in the memory of this five-year-old daughter, father is not with them.
所以在座的爸爸、弟兄们哈，你愿意在你的儿女的印象中是一个什么样的人
？So, dear brothers who are fathers here.What kind of person do you want to be in the memories of your children?
是一个忙的常常忙到让看不到人影的人呢？
Are you willing to be that invisible man, too busy to be seen?
还是只是回家睡觉，只是专注在自己所做的事情上，可是在儿女的成长过程当中，你完全没有参与，完全没有影响力的一个隐形人。
Or you are just, you know, when you come home, you just come home to sleep. You are too busy at your work, and you never care. You never put your time on your children while they're growing up.
还是像这个老 James Dawson 一样，他在他的儿子的心目当中是一位尽心尽力爱他、陪伴他、教导他的良父、良友，还有属灵的导师。
Or you rather be like Pastor James Dawson Sr. In his children's mind, he loved them wholeheartedly. He is a loving father devoted to teaching them. He is a good friend, and he is a spiritual teacher.
是他心目当中的伟人，是他心目当中的英雄。
And it is a hero. He is a hero. He is a great man in his children's mind.
也是他希望他将来成为的。的一个榜样。
And he is the example that his children would like to follow in their future.
所以箴言是这样告诉我们的，我们看箴言十七章第六，我们刚刚所念的。
This is what it is say in Proverbs 17:6.
都说一起来念好不好？
Let's
read again. 父亲是儿女的荣耀，预备 go. The glory of children are their fathers.这是 King James 的版本哈。OK， 换句话说，父亲要成为儿女的荣耀，以至于爸爸可以成为儿女一生的幸福。
In other words, father have to become the pride of their children so that they can become the blessing to them throughout their life.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
特别是我们做父亲的这些弟兄们
，Especially those who are fathers。
我们刚才这样唱那首诗歌哈，这是天父的世界。
The song we just sing, this is Father's word.
弟兄姐妹，我们天上的阿爸父是每一位属灵儿女的荣耀。
Dear brothers and sisters, our Abba Father in heaven, He is the pride of every children of God.
所以同样的，神也希望在世上为人父者也能够成为他们儿女的荣耀。
So in the same manner, God wants those who are fathers can become the pride of their children in the world.
成为他们的祝福。
And become their blessing.
我也深信我们所有做儿女的都渴慕我们有一个我们引以为荣的一个 daddy。
And I'm convinced that you know, all children they are eager to have a father that they are proud of.
所以今天是父亲节。
So today it is Father's Day.
我很衷心的恭贺在座每一位做爸爸的父亲节快乐。
I sincerely congratulate all the fathers here. Happy Father's Day.
但是同样我心中有很深的感动。
And in the same way, I'm deeply moved in my heart.
我很期盼跟在座所有做父亲的一起朝着这个目标，就父亲是儿女的荣耀，一起去努力。
And I deeply hope that you know, I can encourage with one another that you know, that is endeavor to press on toward this goal.That father will become the pride of their children.
今天这一篇信息哈，我记得在2009年哈，教会成立后第三年，跟弟兄姐妹分享过。
I shared the same similar message on the third year after the establishment of this church in 2009.
你在2009年以前在这个教会人举手，我看看。
If you were here before 2009, please raise your hand.
哇，要为他们拍掌哈。Okay, they are the just founder, huh? 求神能够帮助我们哈，让我们今天再一次有机会哈 revisit 这个信息。
And may God help us and have mercy on us that we can revisit this message today.
今天这个不光是讲给爸爸听的哈。
This message is not just for fathers.
也是讲给做妈妈听的。
Also for those who are mothers.
也是希望做母亲的哈，能够了解神的心意，帮助他自己的配偶。在神所赐的儿女身上一同来完成神所托付的一个责任。
I hope those mothers they can understand God's mind and assist their spouse in fulfilling the responsibility that God entrusts to them in raising up their children.
以至于他们将来我们一起站在基督的台前受审判的时候，我们可以坦然无惧的向我们的主交账。
So that one day when we come before the judgment seat of Christ, we can give Him account with confidence.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们谢谢你，你是我们的阿爸父。
Oh Lord, we thank you because you are our Abba Father.
我们也谢谢你，主啊，你把一个这么美好的一个做父亲的榜样展示给我们看。
And Lord, we also thank you, giving us this beautiful example how to be a father.
主啊，让我们在今天这个时刻。
So today at this moment.
主啊，让圣灵亲自感动我们，去摸到你的心意。
Let the Spirit touch us so that we can touch your mind.
以至于我们自己，我们做父亲的，我们这些做 母亲的，主啊，我们能够体察到你对我们爱的那个感受。
So we as parents, as father, as mother, we can understand how deep is your love toward us.
以至于我们能够同样的方式来爱我们的儿女，
and then,
带他们到你自己。
And then we can love our children in the same way and bring them before you.
我们把以下的时间恭敬的仰望，主啊，你亲自与我们众人同在。
We commit the following time into your hands. Be with us all.
光照我们。
Illuminate us.
光照我们。
Illuminate us.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayer.
奉主的名求。
Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
所以今天如果我们要从神的眼光，从神的标准来看，父亲怎么样能够成为儿女的荣耀。
So today, if we want to see from God's perspective, from his standard, how father can become the pride of their children.
我们不能够从世界上面去找。
We cannot look from this world.
必须要从神的话，从圣经的教导一起来思想跟学习。
We have to find it from the words of God, from the teaching of the Bible. Let us meditate. Let us learn together.
所以今天父亲能不能够成为儿女的荣耀？
Today,
能不能够成为他们一生的祝福？
Today, whether a father can become the pride of their children or not, whether they can be a blessing in their life or not.
就看我们做父亲的能够顺服，能够遵从神的话语有多少。
It all depends on how much we want to obey God's words and how much we want to listen to his teaching.
我们能够愿意按照神的心意方式来教养他们有多少。
And how much we want to bring them up in accordance to God's training and instruction.
我们来看箴言第一章八到九节。
Let's look at Proverbs 1, verse 8 and 9.
好不好？我们用你们自己的语言一起同声来念。
So please read it in whatever language you feel comfortable.
预备，请。我们从这一段话里面可以看到，教养儿女是谁的责任
？From this passage, we can see clearly see that whose responsibility is that?
教养儿女是谁的责任
？Bring up your children. Whose responsibility?
爸爸就指妈妈，妈妈就指爸爸，是不是
？Father will point to mom, mom will point to dad.
是父母共同的责任。
It is parents' common responsibility.
是父母一起来分工来做这件事情。
They work together to do these things.
但是一般上面来讲，在分工的过程当中，因为母亲通常花比较多的时间跟儿女们在一起。
But usually because mom spend more time to get along with their children.
所以通常在教养上面，他们担负的是执法的任务比较多。
So in bringing up their children, mom carry out more law enforcement tasks.
那么做父亲的呢，他在哪上面要负比较重的责任？他在设定规矩、设定法则、指引人生的方向，或确定教养儿女的方向对不对？这个上面。他要负比较重的责任。
It is more of father's responsibility in with regard to setting up the rule and regulations and guide their direction in life and to determine if children are properly raised.
但是在新约以弗所书哈第六章第四节哈，我们看这条。
Let's look at Book of Ephesians 6:4.
他说：“你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气。”只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
He said, "Father, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instructions of the Lord."
再加上刚刚箴言十七章第六节说，父亲是儿女的荣耀。
And we read that together with Proverbs 16:7. It says, "Fathers are the pride of their children."
所以显然在神的心意当中哈，那做头的丈夫或者说一家之主的这个父亲哈，在教养儿女上面要成为什么样的人，神要谁负比较重的责任，都是太太讲，先生都不敢讲。
So apparently, you know, husband be being the head of wife and husband being the head of the family. So in bringing up their children to become what kind of person, who should bear a heavier responsibility?
谁要负比较重的责任或最后的责任
or the even the final responsibility?
Come on, be a man, okay? Come on, be a man. 谁的责任？父亲的责任。
Father have to bear a heavier responsibility.
这是父亲的责任。
This is father's responsibility.
可是弟兄姐妹，很可惜的哈，就是在这个从古以来哈，特别到在最近这一段时间里，过去一段时间的话，因为这个大家非常忙哈，这些父亲在教养儿女上面，我很沉痛的来讲，包括我自己在内，我们很失责，非常亏欠。
It's pitiful that especially nowadays, fathers, they are so busy with their work, and in bringing up their children, I have to say that because their elections of duty and they are falling short in this respect.
所以今天也是造成那个家庭问题当中很严重的一个很重要的一个原因。
And this is one of the major reasons that cause many problems in the family.
我在前一阵子哈，在带这个教养儿童的这个主日学的第一堂课上面。
Just a while ago, just recently, when I teach the Sunday school about parenting,
我走进去以为我走错了房间哈。
When I walked into a classroom, I thought I went into the wrong room.
因为走进那个房间里面几乎坐满了什么人啊？
When I went into the room,
坐满了全部几乎全部是妈妈。
Only mom sitting there.
只有一个爸爸坐在里面。
There's only one father.
我说对不起，今天不能上课哈。
And I say sorry, I cannot conduct my class like this.
因为教养儿女是谁的责任
？Because bringing up children is a responsibility.
是爸爸妈妈共同的责任。
A common responsibility.
特别是谁要负比较重的责任
？Especially who should bear a heavier responsibility.
所以我告诉做姐妹的，你们要把爸爸找来，是你们下一次来上课的 requirement。
So I tell sister here, grab your husband with you. This is a requirement coming to that class.
这是我们弟兄的亏欠。
I think this is our falling short as a father or brothers.
好多年前有一段新闻哈，他是讲到有一个父亲，他早上去上班的路上，他应该按照他太太的吩咐啊，把他不满六岁大的婴孩放在 drop 在他的育婴的中心里面。
A while ago, there's a news report that a father.On his way to work, he should, according to what his wife told him, he should drop off his 6-month-old baby in the childcare center.
可是那天早上有很多的事情哈，在他心中盘踞缠绕。
But that morning, he was entangled by many other things in his heart.
所以他匆匆忙忙的忘了这件事情。
So in a hurry, he forgot it.
结果就把他坐的后座的小孩就一直留在车子里面。
So he left his baby in the car.
然后就去上班去了。
And then he went directly to work.
结果那个不满六岁的小孩活活的被热气闷死在车子里面。
And as a result, her baby was suffocated by the heat of the car and died.
当然，这位做父亲的需要去承担在刑事上面的过失的罪。
Of course, this father will be charged.With the crime of negligence.
但是更难过的一件事情，他一辈子都要为自己哈，他叔父所造成的一些内疚跟这个自责。
And what is even more sad is that this father have to suffer remorse and self-blaming for his own negligence for the rest of his life.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
这位父亲他不是故意的忘记。把孩子送到育婴中心去。
I can tell you that this father he did not intentionally left his child in the car and intentionally forget to drop him off in the childcare center.
他不是故意的这样去做。
He did not intentionally do it.
可是最后却造成了这样的悲剧。
But it ended up this tragedy.
给弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？
But brothers, do you know that?
今天有很多的爸爸做父亲的，却在不自知当中。故意的去放弃自己教养儿女的责任。
Sorry, I have to say that today many fathers, in their unawareness, they deliberately give up their responsibility in bringing up their children.
他们把他们时间、把他们精力、把他们的重心哈放在满足自己的、追求自己的一些私欲上面。
They focus their time in satisfying their own desire.
或者是忙着工作，追求一些事业上面的成功。
Or they're busy with work, pursuing a career achievement.
说很醉心于世上的名利、财富跟权势。
They obsess with fame and fortune, wealth and power.In this world,
甚至他们沉迷他们自己的宴乐，或沉迷他们自己一些喜好活动。
And they even indulge in pleasures or their preferable activities.
所以他们忘记了他们自己的儿女是需要他们的爱，需要他们的关心，需要他们的管教，需要他们把时间给他们。
And they forget their children. They need their care. They need their time. They need their love. They need their discipline.
以至于他把教养这么重要的责任推给他，推给妈妈去。
So they skirt responsibility to mom.
推给在学校的老师，推给在教会里面的主日学的那些老师们。
They skirt responsibility to mom, to teachers in the school, to teachers in church.
甚至推给孩子的祖父母，推给孩子的保姆。
And even to grandparents and to nannies.
以至于这些做儿女的失去了来自于父亲的爱跟教养。
And consequently, those children they miss the discipline, they miss the teaching and the caring from their fathers.
失去了父亲给他们一些人生方向的指引。
And they miss the guidance in their life from their father.
成为他们成长当中的一个很大的缺陷。
And it caused a defect during the process of their growing up.
甚至有一些父亲不好的行径啊，给儿女带来很坏的影响。
And furthermore, because of fathers' inappropriate deeds,
灌输给他们不好的人生观跟价值观，一生错误的左右他们儿女一生的幸福。
And he influenced them with negative outlook of life and outlook of values, so that it caused very serious impact in the happiness of their children.
这是另外一种的悲剧。
This is not tragedy being produced.
所以今天我们在做父亲的哈，包括我自己在内，我们要有很深的警惕。不管你小孩现在是在哪个 stage 里面。
So, this is my advice to all of the fathers here. We have to be very alert, no matter what stage your children are.
我不希望有一天我们做父亲的时候遗憾终生了。
I really do not want to see that, you know, the one day you will be regret forever.
另外我也想到在教养儿女上面哈，这个一般来讲做父亲的比母亲的严厉还是不严厉？严不严厉？
And in
bringing our
children, usually,
我说一般来讲 OK, 一般
who will be more stern, father or mother?
父亲比母亲严厉还是不严厉？很多时候是 reverse 的哈。
Well, usually, Or normally, father would be more stern than mother, but sometimes it's reversed.
所以有人说是虎妈，虎妈哈。
So, you know, some, you know that term, tiger mom.
可是因为通常做父亲的话都比较严厉，他父亲讲求那个 authority, 讲威严哈，在管教起来的时候，不希望儿女去反抗他的。
So, usually, father are more stern, so they are more.Authoritative, and they cannot stand children's resistance.
所以在刚刚所念的经文哈，以弗所书第六章第四节里面，特别说做父亲的不是讲母亲啊，做父亲的要什么？不要惹儿女的气。
So the Bible from the scripture we just read in Ephesians 6:4, it specifically points out that father do not exasperate your children.
什么叫做不要惹儿女的气？
What does it mean by do not exasperate your children?
我们常常说，牧师你讲错了，儿女常常惹我们的气。
Well, we will tell, maybe you will say, Pastor, that's wrong. It is usually children exasperate their parents.
可是圣经告诉我们，做父母的不要惹，做父亲的哈，不要惹儿女的气。
But this is a teaching from the Bible. Say, Father.Do not exasperate your children.
什么叫做不要惹儿女的气？
What does that mean?
我们晓得我们教养儿女的出发点都是善的。
You know, we are out of our goodwill to teach our children.
我们都是为了他们的好。
It is all for their own good.
我们希望能够在管教教养他们，能够建立他们，能够造就他们，能够保护他们。
While we are teaching them, we wish that we can build them up, we can train them, we can protect them.
这是我们在教养的时候我们所怀的啊这个心意。
And this is our mindset while we are teaching them.
可是为什么到后来变成惹儿女的气呢？
But how come it turned out to become exasperating?
到后来激怒了他们，甚至绊倒他们呢？
And we provoke them, and sometimes we cause them to stumble.
我想有这几方面哈，这是我自己在教养儿女上面哈，自己失败的经验拿给大家分享一下。
And there are several things that I'd like to share with you. This is my experience of my failure.
首先，我觉得在态度上面，我们做父亲呢，在管教的态度上面不恰当。
First of all, I would point out that sometimes when we are disciplining our children, our attitude is not right.
我们有时候过于偏激，过于严苛，过于蛮横，过于霸道，以至于讲了一些不该讲的话，做了一些我们后悔做的事情。
Sometimes I find out that sometimes we are too extreme, we are too stern, we are too rash, we are too rude, we are too overbearing, and we say something that we should not say, do something that we should not do.
我相信在我们内心的深处哈，我们可能都会记得，在我们小的时候，我们父亲哈，对我们讲了一些什么样伤害我们的话。
I think deep in our heart, we will always remember, you know, how our parents hurt us in their language or in what they do.
你知道马丁路德哈是一个，我想一个很靠近神的一个人，很亲近神的一个人。
You know, Martin Luther, he is a person who has a very close relationship with God.
可是因为他小的时候哈，他父亲在管教他的时候是非常严峻的。
You know, while he growing up, his father disciplined him very strictly.
所以到他长大的时候，当他祷告的时候，连开口呼叫我在天上的阿爸父，他都有难处，都开不了口。
You know, so even when he grew up.You know, he has difficulty to call out my Abba Father in heavens in his prayer.
因为他父亲那个严峻的态度，在他心中留下了深深的疤痕跟阴影。
Because his father's stern discipline casts a shadow in his heart.
一个态度不恰当，会造成这儿女的会惹儿女的气。
So inappropriate attitude will exasperate your children.
还有我们做父亲的有时候。我们设定的标准，我们设定的规矩，或者说我们的要求不太合理。
And sometimes, sometimes because of the requirement or the rule or the regulation we set up are unreasonable.
不合理到一个地步，就是让儿女很难去遵行，以至于引起他们的愤怒，引起他们的生气跟埋怨。
They are so unreasonable to a point that they cause children to complain, to upset.
譬如说，日记要给。爸爸妈妈看。
For example, your diary has to be checked by your parents.
晚上出去八点钟以前一定要回来。
Going out in the evening, you have to be back home by 8 o'clock.
不能怎么样都不可以到朋友家去过夜。
Spending overnight in friend's house is disallowed.
鞋子不穿破不准换。
Sneaker cannot be replaced until they are worn out.
成绩一定要全 A。
You have to keep your grades.
将来一定进名校。
And you, in the future, you must be admitted to top college.
大学的科系，爸爸妈妈拍板才能定案。
What you major in the college is decided by your parents.
大学毕业以前绝对不可以交异性朋友。
No dating before graduating from college.
弟兄姐妹，当我们爱他们哈，我们设立一些规矩太严苛的时候，你把他们抓在手中，能捏死他们的话。
Dear brothers and sisters, if those regulations or rules you set up is so unreasonable, actually you are holding them in your hand and you try to choke them.
我儿子在念大三的时候，进大四以前。
My son, when he was in his junior years before he entered his senior year in the college,
他到那个 Fort Worth 北边呐、啊、，Burlington North 那个地方。找到一个 internship 的一个工作。
He found an internship job in the north of Fort Worth.
那么我也在 Fort Worth 上班，那时候。
At that time, I'm still working for a Fort Worth government.
所以那个时候，有的时候我就常常约我儿子出来，父子两个一起吃中饭。
So sometimes I will make an appointment with him and ask him, invite him out to have lunch together.
大家看，我没有办，没有耐心等到我死的时候再听儿子怎么讲我哈，我就先问我儿子了。你觉得爸爸是怎么样的爸爸？
It's probably because I'm not patient enough to wait until I die to hear how my children remember me. So I ask him, you know, in your mind, what kind of father am I?
我太太就讲我，你当了面问他，他怎么说不好的东西？
My wife nagging me that if you ask him on his face, how do you expect him to answer you?
我说我不是希望听到他的答案，我是希望听到他的原因。
I told my wife, I don't want to hear, you know, what he say. I want to hear, you know, what's the reason behind that.
然后我儿子讲了，当然让我心里面很开心的事情。
Of course, he said something that really pleased me.
可是我觉得他有一样东西引起我的反思哈。
But he said something that caused me to reflect.
他说，爸爸，我很谢谢你跟妈妈在抚养我、教养我长大的过程里面，给我们有足够的空间去发展。
He said, Dad, I thank you. Thank you and Mom that, you know, during the process of our growing up, you give us enough space to do what we want to do.
我说我这个话还好没有问我女儿啊。我相信问我女儿，我女儿不是这样讲的哈。她说爸爸你的要求太严苛哈，管我管得太紧。所以是在我女儿身上。
Well, luckily, you know, I didn't ask the same thing to my daughter. Otherwise, she would reply, you know, you are too strict in disciplining us while we're growing up.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们在管教儿女过程中，不要惹儿女气，很重要，注意我们管教的态度，注意我们对他们一些要求。
So brothers and sisters, in bringing up our children, be very careful in your attitude, so as not to exasperate them.
当我们去惹儿女气的时候，你会造成儿女有一些反应，会让我们心里面很难过的。
When you exasperate them, you will cause them to react something that will cause you to feel bitter.
他们或者是公开的去对抗、反抗你啊，不听从你的管教。
They either openly rebel or resist your discipline.
所以做父亲的生不生气啊
？So will that anger you?
会更生气哈。
So you become more angry.
或者说用另外一个方式阳奉阴违哈，在父母面前是一个样子，在别人面背着父母又是另外样子，甚至用说谎来隐瞒。
Or they will be faking their obedience in front of you. They will do one thing before you and do other thing behind you.
更糟糕的。
And they will try to hide their behavior by telling lie.
更糟糕的时候，他说，如果你让你的儿女觉得，反正我做什么事情都不对，我做什么事情都不合父母的意的话，也不能够讨你们的欢心，以至于他灰心丧志，让他气馁，让他自暴自弃。
And what is worse is that, if they are up to a point thinking that whatever they do, they will be wrong. Whatever they do, they will not be up to your mind, will not please you, and cause them to despair, and cause them to become discouraged.
所以这就是哥罗西书第三章二十一节讲的。他说：“你们做父母的，不要惹儿女的气，怎么样？一起来念，怎么样？恐怕他们失了志气，就是这个意思嘛。
This is what it says. This is what it means. In Colossians 3:21, he says, "Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged."
这是神对做父亲的一个很严重的警告。
This is a very severe warning from God to those fathers.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果我们做爸爸的不自知、不反省，看到儿女有这样的反应的时候，反而生气、责骂他们不听话、不顺服的话。
So if we, being a father, we are ignorant of it, and we do not self-examine ourselves, instead, we are more angry, and we scold them for not being understanding, for not being submissive, for not being obeying.
然后用更高压、更剧烈的手段去辖制他们的时候，弟兄姐妹，那是造成父子、父女之间不和、彼此伤害一个很重要的原因。
And we try to appraise or try to restrain with even more intense or even more violent measures, and that will cause very severe damage.
你说那样子，父亲能够成为儿女的荣耀吗
？So, if so, do you think a father can become the pride of their children?
不是荣耀，是这个祸害，是他们的灾难。
It will not be the pride of their children. It will be a disaster. It will be a calamity.
同样的，当圣经说，当我们做父亲的哈，不要惹儿女的气，并不是说，哎呀，我们要避免不愉快争吵，只想维持跟他们一个和谐的关系，就样样事情都迁就讨好他们，不是的。
Do not exasperate your children. Does not mean that for the sake of avoiding unpleasantness, quarreling, and just for the purpose of maintaining a good relationship. And then we try to do everything to please them in any way and try to accommodate their wishes.
以至于我们该讲的、该训诫的，却闭口不言。
And what need to be reprimanded, what we need to be taught, we remain silent.
甚至我们讲了，可是不轻不重，讲了等于白讲。
And sometimes we do it very casually, and even when you do it, when you say it, it doesn't mean anything.
我们该管的、该责罚的，可是却避重就轻，像蚊子叮一样打他们，像拍轻轻拍一下哈，你觉得有没有果效？他根本不知道你要做什么事情哈。
If what need to be said, if what need to be done, and we take it lightly.And we kind of like avoid the essentials, but dwell on the trivial. There's no impact on them at all. It's just like being stung by a mosquito.
Yeah, 就像我们今天应该给他们一些方向，做父亲的该做的哈。
So for example, like we need to give them some direction in their life.
可是我们很怕逆服了他们的意思，引起争论，就采取不作为，放任他们偏行己路，弟兄姐妹，以让他们最后迷失方向。
Dear brothers and sisters, you know, for the sake of now to be against their will, we take no actions. We just let them to go their own way, and they continue their capricious behavior, and they will lose their directions.
当我们这样去做的时候，不是去这个不要惹儿女的气，是父亲根本没有尽到做教养的责任。
In so doing, it is now that we do not exasperate our children.It is father fulfilling their responsibility in bringing up their children.
那是害了我们的儿女。
This is we are actually hurting our children.
所以我觉得神在这边特别提醒我们做父亲的。
So God specifically remind those who are father here.
除了我们在消极上面不要惹儿女的气以外
besides we passively not to exasperate them.
神要告诉我们更积极的用神的教训跟警戒去养育他们。
God wants us to more actively to bring them up in accordance with God's training and instruction.
我们非常感谢神哈，神没有说哈，把这个教养的责任交给父母以后，他就丢下不管，然后一直等到我们到基督台前的时候跟我们要账。
Thanks be to God that God does not charge parents this responsibility in bringing up their children and then leave us alone until we come before judgment seat and to give account to.
他既然要父亲做儿女，成为儿女的荣耀。
Since he want father to become the pride of their children,
他就把有一些成为神儿女荣耀的路径跟方式，在他的话语里面告诉了我们。
So he point out the way in his own words,
让我们有所本，有所求。
So that we have something for reverence.
更重要的，神自己设立的一个很好的榜样。所以我常常说，教养儿女哈。我们从父神对我们的这个方式上面，我们就可以学到一个榜样。
And more important, he set a very good example for us. So I often say that you know, teaching or bringing up our children, we can just learn from how father treats us.
所以下面要几方面哈，跟我们弟兄们，做父亲的哈，一起来，做一个参考，一个学习。
So the following points I would like to learn with you, and so we can consult, you know, those points to see how we can raise up.I'll bring up our children properly.
第一个，一起来练好不好？预备，请。遵照主的教训跟警戒去教养儿女，来完成神的托付。
Teach our children in accordance with God's instruction and vigilance.
你知道，我们做父亲的，不是凭着我们自己的想法，不是凭着我们自己人生的经验或者喜好，甚至也不是按照。世界上面的观念跟标准去教养我们的儿女。
You know, Father, we do not bring up our children relying on our own idea, our life experience, or you know, we follow the concept or the standard of this word.
来满足我们自己的一些理想，来满足我们自己一些期盼，不是的。
We're not doing this. We should not do this just to meet our own requirement, meet our own expectation.
乃是遵照主的教训跟警戒去教养儿女，来完成神的托付。
We should teach them in accordance with God's instruction and vigilance.
为什么这样说
？Why I say so?
因为在诗篇一百二十七篇第三节里面说，儿女是耶和华所赐给谁的产业？父母的产业。
This is what it says in Psalm 127:3. It says, "Children are our heritage from the Lord."
所以，我们做父母的一定要搞清楚一件事情，特别是做爸爸的。
So we should be very clear on this, especially those who are fathers.
儿女是神所赐的，所有权在谁手上
？Children are heritage from the Lord. So who has ownership?
所有权在谁的手上？在神的手上，对不对
？So ownership belongs to God.
所以我们做父母的只有托管权。
We parents, we only have custody of our children.
如果做父母的不了解这一点，是他们。一个将来他们在教养儿女上面一个很大的一个悲剧。
If we are not clear on this, it will become a great tragedy in bringing up their children.
如果所有权在神的手上，你觉得是神爱他多，还是你爱他多
？So if it is,
啊，神爱你的儿女多，还是你爱你的儿女多
？So if the ownership is God's, who do you think who will love him more, you or God?
你觉得神最在乎他的好坏，还是你比较在乎他的好坏
？Do you think you care more, or God care more about you know how he's been?
所以弟兄姐妹，既然父母是受神托管他的产业，所以就一定要按照神的心意跟方式去教养他们。
Brothers and sisters, we have to know this because parents they are entrusted to take care of and to manage God's inheritance.So we need to do that in accordance with God's mind and in accordance with God's way.
我们将来才能够在神的面前交得了账。
So we can give account to him in the future.
所以当我们做父亲的母亲明白这个道理以后，他可以帮助我们做父母有一个更大的动力去明了神的心意，明了神的教训跟警戒，才能够按着这样去教养他们的儿女。
So when we are aware of it, this will help us to have another motivations.Because we understand God's instruction, His teaching, then we can receive it and we can carry it out.
这生命记哈，第六章第六到七节，我们一起来念，好不好？用你的语言。
Deuteronomy 6:6-7.
Please go.所以今天我们做父亲的应该先领受了，而且遵行了神的教训以后，才能够在儿女面前教导他们是有说服力。
So we father, we have to first receive and understand God's instruction and His training, and then we produce that on our children. Then we will have good example to show them, and we will be more convincing to them.
儿女对我们的教导，他们才听得进去。
And they will see our example, and it is easier for them to listen to us.
我们叫他们要读经祷告，自己都什么，都不经。你晓得今天很多我们的小孩子，他背的圣经比你我背的都要多，你相信吗
？You know, we teach our children that they should have devotion time, and how about us? Do we do that? Do you know that, you know, your children can memorize more Bible verses than you?
我们刚才说要爱神，要爱人。不要爱这个世界。你觉得他在我们身上能够看到爱神爱人的榜样吗
？We tell them to love God, to love people, but not to love this world. Do you think they can see example on us?
我们说不可以在背后批评别人，一在餐桌上就骂牧师，骂这个骂那个。
We tell them not to criticize people behind their back, but on the dinner table, you start criticizing pastors, criticizing all those leaders in the church.
说不可以讲谎话，别人打电话说跟他说爸爸不在。
You tell them not to lie, but when the phone rings, you tell your children to answer the phone and say, "Dad is not home."
如果我们没有身教，只有言教的时候，弟兄姐妹，他们不拜的。
Brother and sister, if you cannot live out what you teach, they don't buy it.
这是今天很多我们儿女小的时候来教会，到后来离开教会， 爸爸妈妈要负很大的责任。
This is why many children, when they come to church in their childhood, but when they grow up, they leave the church, and this is the parents' responsibility.
主的榜样是身教加上言教。
This is Lord's example. He teach, but he also live it out.
所以这是我们做父亲的要学校了。第一个。
So this is what we father have to learn.
我们看第二个哈。
The second one.
一起来练，预备，请。注意啊，早早的引领儿女去认识倚靠神。
We help our children to acknowledge and rely on Him as early as possible.
我们今天做父母的哈，我们督促我们的儿女的学业，鼓励他们，帮助他们去学习不同的技艺。
Today we urge our children to study to learn different skill.
花钱让他们上最好的学校，进最好的学区，受最好的教育。
We spend money to send them to the best schools.When you try to get into the best school district and let them have the best education,
盼望他们将来有一个找到好的工作，然后将来一生的这个这个日子就好过一些。
And they can have they can live well,
好不好
？Is that good?
好不好
？Is that good?
说好的举手看看。不要怕嘛，当然好嘛。
Be honest.
为怎么会不好呢
？Of course, that's good.
可这不是最好。
But that is not the best.
是好，可不是最好。
It's good, but it's not the best.
为什么不是最好
？Why is it is not the best?
因为他不能够保证他们一生的幸福。听清楚哈，他不能够保证他们一生的幸福。
Because they offer no guarantee for the happiness in their whole life.
不能够保证他们一生的幸福。
They cannot guarantee happiness in their whole life.
什么是最好的
？So what is best?
早早引领你的儿女认识倚靠神。
Leading your children to acknowledge and rely on Him as early as possible.
这是做父亲的给你儿女最好的礼物。
This is the best gift for father to give to their children.
最好的礼物。
Best gift.
因为当他们在认识，在去信靠神，他才能够愿意接受圣经上面的教导。
So after knowing God, after knowing how to rely on God, they can receive the instructions. They can receive the training from the Bible.
就按照圣经能够养成一个好的习惯
，so they can develop good habit, corresponding to biblical principle.
按照神的话塑造他们讨神喜悦的品格
，and they can cultivate good characters according to God's will.
我最近看了一个报道，我有点惊讶哈。
I was shocked to read one of the news report.
他说哈佛哈，他们做了这个 study 以后，发觉他很歧视我们亚裔的这些学生了。
I think this is recently a report that Harvard University they have some discrimination against Asian American.
我想我们听的都不太高兴哈。
I know we were not very happy to hear that.
可他讲那些东西值得我们深思哈。
But there's something that you know that can cause us to deeply reflect.
当中有一个原因是因为他们的品格不好。
One of the reasons is they don't have good characters.
当然我也不认为所以老美的品格都好哈。
Although I don't agree that you know, all the Caucasians they have very good characters.
可是今天这值得我们深省啊。
But this is something that can cause us to deeply reflect.
做父母的在教养儿女有没有重视他们的品格
？When we are bringing our children, do we emphasize or do we put emphasis on building up their good characters?
我们有没有把按照圣经的教导哈那个人生观价值观？能够教导给他们。
Do we teach them the outlook of life and value according to biblical principle?
弟兄姐妹，当他们学到这些东西，那是保证他们一生的幸福。
Brothers and sisters, if they can learn all this, this is the guarantee of their happiness in their whole life.
所以要早早的引领他们认识倚靠神。
So we have to lead them to know and rely on God early.
好，我们第三个。
Third.
Next one.第三个说什么？让儿女感受到父亲的爱跟恩慈。
Let the children feel the love and kindness of the father.
我们教养儿女的时候是杆跟杖一起要用的哈，就是胡萝卜跟什么棒子要一起的哈。
So what in bringing up our children, we should have a balanced measures. You know, we cannot stress. We cannot lay stress on either one.
意思就是有恩慈也有责罚。
There should be compassion and there should be punishment.
不能够偏重哪一样。
You cannot lay stress on either one.
可弟兄姐，更重要的就是父亲的爱跟恩慈要让你的儿女感受的。
And what is more important is the love and the kindness of father must be felt by the children.
这是我们今天父亲很缺乏的，尤其是中国的父亲。
I think this is what we are falling short, especially those Chinese parents.
在我成长的过程里面，我一直觉得我父亲不爱我。
You know, during my during the process of my growing up, I always thought that my father does not love me.
因为我父亲对我非常的严厉。
Because he is very strict with me.
可到什么时候我才真正晓得我父亲是非常爱我
？But until when that I really know that my father loves me?
当我离开我父亲啊，到美国来念书的时候，我才晓得我父亲是非常爱我。
It is until when I left home and came to U.S. to study, then I know that my father loved me very much.
我们要早早让我们的儿女晓得你爱他，你对他有恩慈。
We have to let our children know that you care for them, you love them, you have kindness toward them, and to let them know as early as possible.
圣经当中那个浪子回头的爸爸哈，他对儿子那个浪子的爱、宽恕、接纳跟恩慈，是今天所有做父亲。
Remember that father in the parable of the prodigal son, the love, the acceptance, the kindness, the forgiveness shown to this prodigal son is the example that all fathers should follow.
这就是天父对我们的方式。
And this is the way our heavenly father treats us.
所以今天哈，不管你的儿女多大，要学会怎么样 ，hug， 一起来说 ，hug， OK？
So no matter how grown up your children are, you have to do this.Try to hug them with passion.
Yes, hug with passion.
Yeah.
Okay. 不是这个双勾他一下就完了哈。You use your passion to hug your loving children.
Now just show that action. Show that action with passion.
好，我们再看第四个。
Fourth.
一起来练，预备请。不单是。更能够建造他们，而且能够帮助他们发挥他们的 potential， 他的潜能。
You know, encouragement can build up your children better than criticism, and not only that, it can also help them to realize their potential.
你知道为什么儿女不喜欢跟我们坐在一起，或跟我们在一起看电视吗？
Do you know,
或甚至坐在一起跟他们聊天。
Do you know why your children does not like to sit with you and to be with you?
有多少儿女很喜欢跟你坐在一起？
How many of you, your children like to, be with you?
啊，我们要为他们鼓掌哈，这是非常了不起的事情哈。通常爸爸从这边来，他就往那里走了。
Usually, when father enter from this door, they will step from the other door.
为什么？
Why?
因为父亲跟他在一起就讲什么事啊？
Because when father they get together with their children, what is the conversation look like?
讲得好还是讲得不好？
They will say about the how good they are, you know, try to pinpoint, you know, their.
如果你常常鼓励他的时候，他很喜欢跟你在一起的话。
If you encourage them very frequently, he would like to be with you.
可我们老是说你努力不够啊，成绩不好啊，这个也要改，那个也要改。你说他喜不喜欢跟你在一起
？Well, nagging that you don't work hard enough, you are not good enough. You have to correct this. You have to correct that. Do you think they would like to be with you?
而且我们父母做父亲更糟糕一样，最喜欢把自己的小孩跟别人去比，那是非常糟糕的事情。
And what is worse is, you know, fathers they usually like to compare their children with the children of others.
因为那不是建造，那是拆毁。
This is not building up, this is destroying.
所以，我们做父亲的要学会讲什么
？So we, as father, we have to learn how to say.
我们多讲鼓励的话。
We have to say words of encouragement.
可是不是讲谎话哈
，But do not
okay,
do not say
不好的话你就说好了是不对的哈 ，OK，
yeah, your encouragement must be genuine。
好，再下面一个
，OK，
有七个哈，第五是什么？快了，不要过于纵容宠爱孩子，管教小孩从什么时候开始？从小就开始。
Do not overindulge or pamper your children, and discipline children should start from a young age.
你若他三四岁，你都拿他没有办法的时候，你觉得他十三、十四岁，你管得住他吗
？If you cannot handle them when they are three or four, do you think you can handle them when they are 13 or 14?
所以管教怎么样？从小开始。
So discipline should start at childhood.
而且，圣经里面主不主张打的，责罚主不主张？我就是被打出来的哈。
You know, Bible advocate spanking or physical discipline.
因为我是一个很顽皮的小孩子啊，所以是我很小的棒棒下出孝子，什么意思啊？可是今天父母在打责备他的时候，不是没有标准、没有教导的乱打。
It does not mean reckless or unscrupulous discipline without any standard.
合乎圣经的原则是一个标准。
Well, comply to the biblical principle is one standard.
我很谢谢我的父母哈，在管教我是这么严厉打，因为他们打我的时候，就是因为我的品格、我的道德不好的时候，他们一定严厉管教我。
I give thanks to my parents for disciplining me strictly because while they are disciplining me because of my bad behavior, because I do something wrong.
所以我们定了一些规则哈，标准一定要先跟儿女沟通以后，把道理不遵守的后果要讲得清清楚楚，然后才去做，否则的话我们儿女无所适从。
So all the rule must firstfully communicated with your children, and the reason behind rule and the consequence of disobedience have to first be taught and then carry out exactly.
Exactly. 第六，他们长大了以后要做他们的什么？在儿女的成长过程里面，我们跟他的关系是慢慢在改变。
Be their good friend as children grew up, you know, as they grow up.The relationship with them is changing.
小的时候是做他们的师长。
While they're in their childhood, we are their instructors. We are their teachers.
长大的时候做他们的朋友。
And when they grow up, we change that role to become their friend.
医生做他们的慈父。
医生做
他们的慈父。
And be their kindly father throughout their whole life.
你会 enjoy 你跟儿女在一起的。
And you will enjoy the time you share with your parents, your children.
最后一个
Last.
做一个合神心意的丈夫
Be a loving husband, conforming to God's will.
让你的儿女看到一个他将来羡慕的婚姻的关系
And let your children see a marriage relationship that he admire.
这是做父亲的能够给你的儿女另外一个非常珍贵的礼物。
And this is another very precious gift for a father to give to your children.
好，七个都讲完了。
And we already pointed out these seven points.
你们记得几个啊？
How many do you remember?
OK, 我想做父亲的哈，我们好好彼此的勉励。
So, let us, who are fathers, let us encourage one another.
我们希望我们将来儿女把我们看成他们心目中的英雄跟伟人。
And we wish that we will become a hero, a great man in the minds of our children.
我们要成为他们的荣耀，成为他们一生的祝福。
We will become the pride of them. We will become the blessing in their whole life.
弟兄姐妹，这是值得我们去努力的。Amen.
Brothers and sisters, this is worthy for us.
我没有叫你们签约哈。
I will not ask you to sign any contract.
可是我觉得今天这是父亲节哈。
But this is Father's Day.
如果我们好好愿意去享受神把儿女赐在我们当中的祝福
If we want to really enjoy the blessing that God has given us these precious children
神已经给我们的方法
God already pointed out the way
神已经给我们的 方向
God already pointed out the direction
问题是我们能够遵守多少
The point is how much or how much we want to obey
好我们请向我们带我们做个祷告
今天我们感谢你在这个父亲节的时候我们感谢你赐给我们在地上的父亲主啊有些时候我们知道我们的父亲并不完全有些时候我们对他对我们的管教方式不明白但是我们深深的相信我们的父亲是全心全意的爱我们、
Amen.
有些时候他们做的不够的地方主啊我们能够做儿女的能够体谅我们多看看他对我们的爱少看看、啊、他对我们的这个指责主啊谢谢你因为你是我们慈爱的天父你已经给我们树立一个非常好的榜样愿我们在座做父亲的都能够从今天的这个信息当中学习让我们的父亲学习让我们的儿子将来有一天在他们心目中我们在他们心目中是一个他们的英雄、
Amen.
是一个这个、他们值得、去效法的榜样、
Amen.
谢谢你祷告祈求奉靠主耶稣基督名
Amen. Amen 我们给加盟一个鼓掌好吧他搬得非常辛苦、okay.